The promise of the future is an awesome force. We look back for experience, but we have to look forward now for inspiration. And what gives us inspiration to get up in the morning and do our job, learn skills, develop all that we can possibly be, is the promise of the future. And it can be so powerful that it can overwhelm any adversary you might have, any difficulties you might have. Here's a key phrase. Reasons make the difference in how your life works out. Reasons make the difference in your appetite and zest for taking on the challenge, doing the job, becoming successful. Mr. Shove said, if you have enough reasons, you can do the most incredible things. You can get through the most difficult day. You can overcome the most unbelievable challenges if you have enough reasons. And so he said to me, if you haven't got a list of your goals, Mr. Roan, it's probably because you don't have enough reasons. He said, I'm sure since I've met you, you have enough intelligence. And he said, you have enough good health. And he said, you have, you know, all of those things working for you. But here's what you must work on now is to have enough reasons. Looking into the future, developing reasons. Okay. Now here's a note to make. It's important to make sure that the greatest pull on your life is the pull of the future. Some people let the past pull them back. The past can be like gravity if you let it to pull you back. Some people live in the past. They live in the darkness of the past. They live in the mistakes of the past. They live in the discouragement of the past. They didn't make it, you know, and that affects them for the rest of their life, living in the past. So we don't want the past to pull us back to live in the past. So make this note, dreams and goals can become magnets. Dreams and goals can become magnets. And the stronger the goal, the higher the purpose, the more powerful the objective, the stronger this magnet is that pulls you that direction. Now, not only does your goals and your objectives pull you that direction, here's what they also do. They pull you through. They pull you through all kinds of down days. They pull you through a difficult time. It'll pull you through some winter of your life. Some people get lost in the confusion of the day simply because their goal is not bright enough to pull them through. Next, it's goals that drive us to take advantage of the spring. Why would the farmer put the plow in the ground in the spring if he couldn't see the vision of the harvest when the summer is finished? Is it possible to see the finished harvest? And the answer is yes. We do that simply by faith. Key phrase, faith is the ability to see things that don't yet exist. So here's what we want to do in our goal setting session, is to start looking into the future of what you would like to accomplish and where you would like to go, the person you would like to be, and see if you can't get a better picture of the finished objective. See yourself there. See yourself in possession of.